As I settled in to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? And I wonder, what is God's desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask Him directly. Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? And I listen for God's response. I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking for my prayer today? Love, peace, faith, joy, patience, strength, endurance. I ask God for the grace that I seek. So I turn my attention to the scripture for this prayer, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 to 6. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice? Which word or phrase catches my attention? I stay with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labour pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. Repeat the word or phrase that has caught me again and again in my mind. I reflect on my word or phrase. What does this word or phrase mean to me? Does this word or phrase make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught me. I tell God what this word or phrase means to me. And I tell God what this word or phrase makes me feel. And I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. simply being still in Him. Feeling God's love enfold me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the first word or phrase I have, I remain with it. Otherwise, I return to the scripture for another. And as I read slowly and attentively through, I notice which word or phrase catches my attention. I stay with the new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Now, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labour pains come upon the pregnant women, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. I repeat my new word or phrase again and again in my mind. Reflect on it. What does this word or phrase mean to me? Does it make me feel? I I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about a word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. And I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being in Him. Feeling God's love enfold me. Thank you. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. Gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.